CAM FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M3.
We're away. Sydney, moving cleanly and strongly, really building. They're rating about mid-30, but also a good start clear. They're holding off. They're about on station. So Sydney Sussex M1 have pulled away from Emmanuel by about half a length, and Emmanuel has put some serious distance on Lady Margaret. They're about 2.5 lengths down as it stands, and facing some serious pressure from St. Cat, who themselves under pressure from Peterhouse, who have are rowing very nicely, it must be said. They're putting in a power 10 as they feel they could be able to crack St. Cat early. They're about to pull away from Churchill, despite my prediction. And they're now about 3 minutes into this, so I'm going to flip now to Daisy as she sees the crews come around the corner.
Yeah, so I've just seen Claire come past, followed by Sydney Sussex. I'd say that they're about on station still at the first corner. I've now MM2 to actually about maybe 2 or 3 lengths away from Sydney Sussex M1, so they're probably not going to catch them. I think there's more of a break between Claire M2 and Sydney Sussex M1.
Yeah, can we hit the Shem?
So they're followed by Lady Margaret M3. Shem, what can you see?
So Queens have just been bumped by Emmanuel. Just 150 metres downstream from the Cunin Bridge. What a row from Emmanuel. They're erupting as they caught them just on the far side of the bank. Queen's off to a rather poor start as their stroke just got his blade slightly stuck in the water.
Daisy.
And that mucked up the crew rhythm. And back to Daisy.
So coming around first corner and into the far reach, we've got Peterhouse M2 overlapping almost with St. Catherine's M2. They've got lots of whiskers going on. I think they've overlapped. And I think I can just see that Catherine's conceded just near Grassy Corner. And they've just pulled over. And then we've also had Churchill M2, Bropass, followed by Robinson M2. There might be a bump later down the course, but not quite at the moment. And now I've just seen Evil M2 row past. So just to repeat, that was a bump between Peterhouse M2 and Cat M2. Shem, what? Any more news?
Yeah, so just bringing up the rear of the division, we've just had Jesus row past. They're about 5 or 6 lengths down on the crew that they're chasing, which, according to my information, I can confirm, is Fitzwilliam. They're about 6 lengths down, so they're bringing up the rear. They're probably looking at rowing over, which would be hugely tactical for them after being the first day early rowing this morning. But the big news was down the bottom, having Queens being caught by Emmanuel. That was a stunning performance, a great row from Emmanuel. Racing Charlie and really good speed on the boat. Flip down to Juan. What do you see, Juan?
Juan, can you see anything at Grassy Corner?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I can't really see a lot of them, just a lot of boats going past. I'm just seeing Churchill Robinson, Tracy Hall and Selwyn and Maudlin just rowing past. There's, from what I can see, there's quite a lot of water. So if there is going to be any bumps in that group, then there's certainly going to be much further down the course, and maybe Drew can tell us about them. But actually,
there's nothing much to report here, Swan. Claire, Sydney Sussex, and Manuel and Lady Margaret at this moment have just cleaned the road on straight past. There's a good distance between all of them, so I don't see a bump unless I think Emmanuel really step it up. Otherwise, back to Juan. There's not much else to do.
Yeah, so to be honest, it seems like there's not going to be much change, not going to be much action in that large group of boats. Just seeing a fixed row past team, which is
okay.
Back to boat between Queens and Emma, and then behind them, we've got Jesus. And,
okay, I'm just about to see Robinson coming up very, very close on Churchill. They are about a metre away at this stage. I predict a bump very soon. They're about to go right at sight. Half a metre at this stage. Oh, this looks very close. I would be surprised if there wasn't a bump at this stage. Robinson bumping Churchill. That's all from here. Back to Juan.
And that seems it's all from
you
the course.
Shem, if you want.
Just seen Jesus M3 row past. Shem, can you tell us something else?
Yeah, so I can just clarify that down the bottom end of the division, Girton were bumped by Darwin, and they were bumped rather early on as well, so they didn't actually get underneath the bridge.
Our crews are out. One of us needs to stay.
Yeah, back to you,
Clark. Yeah, so thanks, Jim. It looks like that's going to be the end of the division then. So I think with that, we're going to go back to the studio.